I've been working at Dollar Tree for a few years now. I work from the afternoon until close 5 days a week, so I barely have any time to go out with friends. Even when I do have the time, the job is so soul-sucking that I don't have the energy. My coworker for 90% of my shifts is this other woman, Karen. She's not as bad as a stereotypical Karen, but I think she will be once she hits middle age. I'll just say that she and I don't have the greatest workplace chemistry. Most days, it's just me and Karen running the place, doing all the work while our boss just sits in his office doing piss all, if he's even there. One Sunday night, things started out as usual. It was an hour before closing. The boss had already taken off. Karen was running the register, and I was sweeping the aisles, trying to get a head start on our closing tasks. The store was nearly empty, just fluorescent lights and dingy white tiles, and the same shelves I have to stock every single day. That's when I heard a customer coming in. I continued sweeping the aisle, then moved on to the next. This one was in the middle of the store where I could see right to the entrance, and when I glanced down the aisle to see who had entered, I saw one of the most disturbing things ever. It was a man who looked insane, holding a huge machete at his side. Worse, he was staring right at me. He looked to be standing right by the register, but it didn't seem that Karen was there. I thought she must have gone to the bathroom. I was alone with this man. He may have been over 50 feet away, but there wasn't a single person or obstacle between us. I was terrified. I stopped sweeping, refusing to take my eyes off him before he looked away from me. But he didn't. He kept his gaze fixed directly on me. We stared at each other for almost a minute. Suddenly, he burst forward. He sprinted so fast that he closed nearly half the distance between us before I could even react. I dropped the broom and ran back to the office. The man was inches away from me as I got in and slammed the door shut. I put my entire body weight into the door, trying to keep him from getting in as I found the lock in the darkness and flipped it. Once it was locked, I stepped away. A moment later, the machete came right through the door. I screamed in panic, watching the machete hack through the cheaply made door like it was made of cardboard. I thought about what I could do to keep him from getting in. I then swept everything off my boss's desk and flipped it up on its side long ways, then jammed it up against the door. It was something I would have struggled with on any other occasion, but the adrenaline in my blood unlocked more strength than I ever thought I had. Seconds before I thought the door would surely be chopped to pieces, the hacking suddenly stopped. There was silence again. It was so quiet I could hear myself about to cry. Finally, I had the sense to take out my phone and dial 911.
Mother, please. There's a man trying to kill me with a machete at the Dollar Tree. Please help me.
The 911 operator continued to ask me questions, but I soon couldn't hear any of it. All I could hear were the sounds coming from the other side of the store. I realized that the man had walked away from me because he had found himself another target, and she was screaming for her life. I broke down in tears, hiding in a dark corner of the office. The screams eventually stopped. I didn't know whether to go out and help or wait for the cops. I expected him to come back for me. I felt I was only waiting to meet the same fate as my coworker. Yet somehow, he never came. I didn't know if he was still there. I just stood there frozen in the room, puzzled by everything that was going on. After many minutes of terror in the office, some police officers finally knocked on what was left of the door and got me out. Unfortunately, as they escorted me out of the store, I saw what that man had done. I saw what was left of Karen. Her body was in pieces, mangled and torn up. It was an unthinkable destruction of what was once a decent human being. I collapsed in shock and vomited on the floor right then and there. The cops had to carry me out. They found the killer about an hour later. He was only a few blocks away. When they asked me if I had any connection to him, or if I knew of Karen did, I said no. I had never seen that man before. He just came into my place of work one day and decided he was going to take out the first person he saw. I don't get it. There was no motive at all. Just insanity. Just evil. The Dollar Tree didn't survive the bad press from the incident. My boss was forced to close the store not long after it happened. It didn't help that I quit the day of. I can't imagine ever stepping foot inside of a Dollar Tree ever again, much less spending an 8-hour shift in one. Just the sight of one makes my stomach turn. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a woman who was hacked to death by a machete-wielding madman while working her job at a Dollar Tree, just less than 2 months after she married the love of her life. The newlywed, 22-year-old Ohio woman Karis Riebel was taken out Sunday at the dollar store in Upper Sandusky while working a shift on New Year's Day. Cops were called to the scene at 4:25 p.m. Shortly after, 27-year-old Bethel Beckley was said to have entered the establishment. Upon arriving, officers came across the grisly scene and found Riebel's remains on the store floor. Her attacker, however, was nowhere to be found. Within the hour, cops tracked down Beckley about a mile from the store and immediately arrested him. In a GoFundMe account set up to help Riebel's husband with funeral expenses, his aunt, Amber Geyser, revealed that the pair had been newlyweds. It's unclear if any relationship existed between the victim and the suspect. The Wyandotte County Major Crimes Unit is currently investigating the incident. The man has since been charged accordingly.
I've lived in Philadelphia my whole life, and I've always felt like it was my home. There was only one time when I considered leaving. After that day, it was hard for me to ever want to be in the city again. It happened not too long ago. It was a typical Sunday afternoon. I needed to pick up a few items for the week, so I decided to head over to the local Dollar Tree. Sunday was usually the best time to shop, so I knew that it wouldn't be too crowded. I didn't shop there too often, but it was the closest store, and I only needed a few things. When I got there, I was happy to find that the store was mostly empty. I walked in and grabbed a cart. Then I began to shop up and down the aisles. I needed various miscellaneous items, so I moved through most of the store trying to find everything that I needed. I had only been in the store for several minutes, when out of the corner of my eye, I noticed a large man peeking out from the other end of the aisle shelf, smiling at me like a psycho. The guy was just standing there, staring at me. He looked like a freak. I assumed he had to have some sort of mental issue or something. I quickly headed over to the next aisle, hoping that I could get away from him. He seemed to watch me as I walked away. He still kept the same large smile on his face. I started looking around while I kept my eye on the other side of the aisle for the weirdo. That's when I saw the large man appear from behind the shelf once again. This time he was smiling even more psychotically. It really creeped me out. What's worse is that he was obviously looking right at me. There was no one else around. I didn't know what to do about it, as I couldn't really report him or anything. It wasn't like the man had actually done anything to me, but he still made me incredibly uncomfortable. I didn't know what he wanted with me. It was just weird, because he was borderline stalking. I once more went over to the next aisle, as the man remained standing there, smiling. His expression never changed the whole time that he stood there. I looked around the new aisle a bit, but there was nothing that I really needed. I was just trying to kill a minute or two, so that the man would hopefully walk away. All I wanted to do was leave immediately, as I was so weirded out by the man. I figured that he would eventually wander off, and I could get out without him watching me. After I waited a couple of minutes, I looked over to the next aisle and didn't see the man anywhere. I was relieved and figured that he had to have left. I was just about to head out to the front when, out of nowhere, I felt a sticky, nasty substance spray all over my leg.
Oh my god, what the hell?
That's when I turned around and saw the large psycho standing directly behind me. He was adjusting his shorts and took his hand out of them, and laughing like a total freak.
Do you want some more?
I immediately put two and two together. The guy was a sick pervert. I felt like I was going to vomit. He just stood there laughing while I continued to scream and pulled out my phone to record him. He then pushed past me and ran the hell out of the Dollar Tree. That's when I pulled out my phone and began chasing the freak, cussing and recording him while I tried to grab a hold of him. But he was too fast and was able to get away and sprint down the street. I began crying hysterically as I had gotten him on video. I still couldn't believe what had happened. I felt sick to my stomach. The guy was out of his mind. I eventually told the employees what had happened once I came to my senses a little more. They called the cops and reported the incident. The man was already long gone by the time they got there, though. I gave the cops the video, and they said that they would do their best to find him, but they didn't seem hopeful. I cleaned the stuff off my leg as soon as I could. I almost threw up several times while I did so. It was the most disgusting and horrible thing that had ever happened to me. I ended up going home soon after. I headed to the washroom and cleaned myself from head to toe. I scrubbed as hard as I could on my leg, just trying to make the feeling of the disgusting substance go away. I still felt hysterical and scarred. I later posted the video online. It went viral and circulated all over the place. Somehow, it caught the attention of the famous rapper Meek Mill. He offered to give anyone money for finding the creep from the video. A few hours after Meek Mill offered the reward, it was revealed that the man had turned himself into the police. He was identified as a man named Gary Miles. No one knew if he had done anything like it before, or if I was his first victim. I was happy that the man was finally caught, but I still felt traumatized. I could never get the image of the man's smile out of my mind. I was afraid to go back to a Dollar Tree, or really any store again. I was too afraid that I would see that man again. Who knows what else he would do to me? This story was inspired by a creepy incident regarding a man police say was wanted in connection with an assault at a Dollar Tree. However, a few days after the incident, the suspect decided to turn himself in. According to police, the man pictured above, now identified as Gary A. Miles, 35 of Southwest Philly, was sought after they say an indecent assault of a female victim occurred at a Dollar Tree store on Sunday, June 23rd of this year. Store employees say that Miles is known to frequent the Snyder Plaza where they say he may park a vehicle. On Wednesday, a video went viral appearing to show the end of the assault. The horrific video caught the eye of Philly legend, Meek Mill. Meek took to Twitter, also known as X, saying that he was offering $2,000 for information on the suspect. Hours later, Philly police announced that Miles voluntarily surrendered to the authorities Wednesday evening. He was taken into custody and charged accordingly. A disturbing revelation from court documents show that Miles has been arrested over incidents dating back to 2011. The various charges include indecent exposure, open lewdness, disorderly conduct, and burglary.
I'm a manager at Dollar Tree. My daughter used to work with me when she was in high school, but when she moved out, she ended up working at a Dollar Tree location on the other side of town, closer to where she lived. I missed working with her, but I didn't mind my employees. The only one I had issues with was this guy named Thomas. He was already working there when I moved up to manager, so I wasn't the one who hired him. I didn't get how someone could either. The guy was a psycho. He always acted strange around the other employees, and had a terrible track record for showing up on time. In fact, he had a terrible track record for every single part of his job. He showed up late dozens of times, leading to the store not opening on time on several occasions. He was extremely rude to me, the customers, the co-workers, and even had several write-ups for blowing up in people's faces. I once caught him stealing money from his register, finally causing me to fire him on the spot and send him home. All I remember was seeing the guy lose his shit and then him leaving. And since then, I haven't seen or heard from him. That was until I heard from my daughter. She told me that he started showing up at her Dollar Tree location to harass her. Things started off bad and only got worse. At first, he just played a stupid game of buying something and then coming back the next day to try and return it. My daughter went along with it the first few times, but started refusing when she caught on to what he was doing. Being told no only made the psycho intensify the harassment. He always got in her line and would stare at her the entire time he waited to get to the register, intentionally creeping her out while she was trying to do her job. When he got face to face with her, he repeatedly insisted that she should sleep with him. When she refused, he got angry and threatened to kidnap her, forcing her to raise her voice and kick him out of the store. My daughter dealt with this on a near daily basis. Every single time she went to work, she called me every night to tell me what he did that particular day. It annoyed the hell out of me to see her going through this. I knew the dirtbag was using my family to get back at me for firing him. Eventually, my daughter threatened to call the cops enough times that her boss had caused to ban him from the store. I wanted to celebrate, but I knew deep down that it wasn't the end. If anything, I was worried it would make things even worse. The very next day, Thomas came into my store with a smug smile on his face. He started teasing me, telling me all the disgusting things he was going to do to my daughter, trying to poke all my buttons. I didn't let it get to me. I refused to give him the satisfaction. He kept telling me he was going to pay my daughter a visit later that day. I didn't know if he was trolling or being for real, but I didn't want to take the risk. After he lingered for a bit, he left. That's when I texted my daughter that Thomas was on the way. Afterward, I couldn't focus on work. I had an awful nagging feeling in my gut. I was so distracted that I had to step into my office. Finally, I decided I needed to take a break and go there myself. I left the store and drove to the other one. I let my daughter know I was coming, but I didn't get a reply, which only made me more concerned. I made it to the parking lot a few minutes later. The moment I stepped out of my car, I heard loud sounds coming from inside the store. I froze in shock. I had expected a scene, but not this. By the time the sounds finally stopped, I already knew my world had been shattered. A moment later, Thomas ran outside. He spotted me and started running straight for me.
Damn it! I had another clip! You'd be a goner too!
He tackled me to the ground and tried strangling me. I tried fighting him off, but my arms felt like they were made of lead. It almost felt like there was no point in fighting at all. If my baby was gone, then I didn't care about anything. But for some reason, God said it wasn't my time. A man in the parking lot shouted and started running toward us. Thomas then gave up and started running off just before the man could grab him. Instead of going after Thomas, he stayed with me to see if I was alright. But I didn't give a shit about myself. The only thing I cared about was my daughter. The cops and the ambulance came a few minutes later, but by then, it was too late for her. Thomas had made sure there was no chance. He was caught later that day and arrested at his residence. If he rots in prison getting tortured by inmates every single day, it'll never be enough. They could fry him, torture him, skin him alive, but it wouldn't be enough. I've never been the same person since all this happened. The only thing I have left are my sons, but now I don't even feel like I'm a good enough mother to protect them. The story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a 25-year-old Dollar Tree employee. The victim's name was Jasmine Bennett, who's filling in for someone else's shift. Police have arrested a 21-year-old former employee of the store named Jalen Thomas, who police believe had been fired from the Dollar Tree for allegedly stealing in March. Allegedly, Thomas walked inside the store and without warning, took out an employee on the job, which happened to be Jasmine. Police said multiple employees helped identify Jalen Thomas as the killer. Thomas was arrested at his home shortly after the incident. According to court records, Thomas confessed to the ordeal and admitted he was upset with Jasmine after she refused to exchange some merchandise for him a few weeks prior. It was also revealed that Thomas had also been upset with the victim's mother, who was a manager at another Dollar Tree store. Thomas had a verbal altercation with the mother after she had promised him work hours, but then rescinded the offer. Regardless of the motive, Jasmine's family knows she didn't do anything to justify her life being taken away at such a young age. The family is planning to have a candlelight vigil outside the store on Friday night.